evening is 764 Wisconsin Road.
Okay, your applicant, Mr. Buscieri, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing three-bedroom single-family home located at 764 Wisconsin Road, Hollister. Property is currently zoned R1, single-family residential. As per the Taney County Assessor's information, the parcel is Lot 4, Block 7, located in the Riverside Estate subdivision. Currently, the property has a single-family home built in 1988. The property is served by Missouri American Water Company for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So here's our standard staff recommendations for a conditional use permit for nightly rental. I've highlighted in red the two that change per application. Based on the three-bedroom, maximum occupancy is 8. For occupancy of 8, total of 4 parking spaces will be needed. So, again, Acacia Club, the one you just heard on a rezone was right in this location. So we're farther down Acacia Club to Wisconsin. Foggy River Road is here. I think we kind of know where we're at. Zooming in on the parcel. So when I just always throw the zoning layer on, this does not change the zoning. This conditional use permit for the use of nightly rental at this location. I put some pictures of the home in there. Just different angles, kind of show you the parking and the, always try to get the property lines. Picture of the backyard. And then kind of a picture from the side out towards the front. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Hello, everybody.
Your name is?
My name is Farzad Bushiri. I guess the last time I speak on the speaker, I was 6 years old, so if I messed up, just help me out. I moved to Branson 20 years ago with my kids. And is that okay if I talk about myself and what we're doing? And then if anybody has a question, I'm more comfortable to answer to it. Just who I am and what my plan is. Is that okay?
Well, they'll direct the questions to us.
So, okay.
And then we'll follow back up with you at the end.
I moved here 20 years ago, and I worked for Lowe's and Sears as a subcontractor for 12 years. A lot of people might recognize my face because I've been in a lot of houses. And then I built like 4 or 5 houses in Point Royal and a country bluff estate, 2-3-story. Now what I'm doing, I got several condos, apartments in Fall Creek Resort, and I remodeled them the best I could, and we do like a short-term rental. And some of them, they go to the real estate, people who try to buy the house, they're looking for it for 2-3 months, and some of them, actually I have 2 of them, they're building the house, and they stay there till, it's not a nightly rental, but I guess you call it nightly rental. And I guess those houses, actually this house, I bought it for myself, my parents coming from California, then there is another one, I asked for the permit. I was planning to put it in that house because my house, when I leave, is crossroad from that house. But this meeting was supposed to be last month, but we changed it to this month because we don't know they're coming this year or next year. Anyway, I was planning to do some rental on this house to make a decision if they're coming this year. They're not coming this year. That's why we postponed it a year. They're coming probably next year. And I don't know. I guess I forgot everything. So any question?
So what you're wanting to do, because they're delayed a year, you're proposing to do a nightly rental with
Yes, actually, I forgot. This is the letter from Fall Creek Resort, the general manager. I just asked her today. I don't know if I give it to. So we do rent out and manage ourselves, my 2 boys and my wife. We don't work with the big office management, and we love our units, and we try to do the best, not to give it to everybody. We have a rules and regulation, screen people before they go to our unit because we like it and we check everything. So I don't know if it's called nightly rental the way it looks like, because I just talked to that nice lady and I find out that's one of my neighbor, and she is scared everybody might come there, it lower the value of the property. I do real estate also. I'm not the agent, but my kids are, and she's also. Usually less restriction, it raises up the value of property, but I'm not arguing that. Whoever has their own opinion. But to me, I don't think is reduce the property if doesn't mess up the subdivision. I'm not here to make enemy. I like friends more than enemy. So if anybody has question, any, I don't know, anything, I'd be more than happy to answer to it.
Any specific questions for the applicant, or do we want to see who's here for public hearing?
Actually, yes, I can do it for a year to make sure everybody makes sure I'm doing the way I'm planning to do, and I be succeed to that. We can do it for a year, and then if people. No, actually, my parents don't come, so I was planning to do it for a year. Yes,
okay.
Yes. No, they're coming, but I believe they're coming next year. This meeting was last month, and I postponed it to this month to find out, and they're not coming because I wasn't going to do it if they're coming this year. But, I mean, we're not the big office management, and we screen people. We don't want any, because one of those property, we live across the road from it. Sometimes when I park in my driveway, I open the wrong garage door, and the other garage door open. We had some problem in the neighborhood, and I tried to call every place, and every rental place to find out who caused that problem. So I like the neighborhood, every neighborhood. I'm not making, don't want to make any people mad at me or something. I think a lot of people here are probably want to.
Well, let's see. Is anyone signed up to speak on behalf of this application for the application?
Yes, sir.
Let's let him speak, sir.
Okay.
Hello, Commission. My name is Brian Scott Dixon, Sr., and I'm speaking on Mr. Brasheri. He's got a couple different properties. So for the first one, I just want to stand up for him about I'm aware of his current rentals that he has, and has spoke to people who's rented from him and seen some of his properties. And he lives next door to me in the neighborhood, and I just want to let you know he's very meticulous about his work and how he's willing to help his neighbor out. I've had a couple incidents in my house since I retired out of the Army that I needed help in my house, and he was over there at 9 o'clock at night helping out. And I know he does that with his properties at Fall Creek Road. And in the morning, he's usually the first one gone out of the neighborhood. And at night, he's the last one to come back in the neighborhood from his work.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Anyone else for the application?
Is this the first application, the Hollister one only?
Yes, it's Hollister.
Yes.
Thank you.
Those opposed that have signed up, can you raise your hand? Anyone opposed?
Is it for the Hollister address or for the Hollister?
It's for the 764 Wisconsin Road.
Okay.
Nobody opposed to that? Sir, you want to come back up? So this is, Scott, this is currently in R1, correct?
Yes.
Are there any nightly rentals that you're aware of approved?
Non-approved. Well, except down on Foggy River.
Yeah, but up in the subdivision.
Not just right in this area. You have some back on River Point Road and some on Foggy River that were given special use permits.
Yes.
Special. Now we're into the conditional use permit. But none that were permitted just in the general area right there.
Scott, can you zoom in on that parcel? Basically, I want to get an idea on the length of the driveway. He needs four parking spots, correct?
It's a two-car garage.
Oh, it's a two-car garage.
Yeah, I can show you the pictures. Okay. It looks like it's about 55 feet long. And
okay.
Yeah, here's the photo of the drive.
Okay, that answered my question. Never mind.
Okay.
Any questions for the applicant or discussion amongst ourselves? We're very familiar with the nightly rentals, and on page 136, we have the eight criteria to review for conditional use permits. And it is in R1 currently.
Did you say you lived across the road?
No, I live in the other one, the other unit. Yes, the other application. No, the cross the road is just the trees and stuff till you get to the houses.
Any discussions on the eight items if they meet or fails to meet the requirements? Follow-up?
Well, there are mighty mills in the neighborhood. And this is an R1 subdivision. And I don't know if you want to get back deeper in the subdivision and prove mighty rentals. Because if nobody was here to object, I guess neighbors on each side of him across the road and behind him didn't have any objection, or they'd be here. Did we have any emails or letters?
No, I always give you the letters and the emails. Now, I forgot about this one. This one was approved also, which was a little closer. On Amherst.
Was that the cabins?
Huh?
Was that where the cabins are, the little cabins?
No, this was a fairly big house, a red house.
Yeah.
He came through not super long ago. I'd forgotten about that one, too.
Want to review any of the eight as far as conditional use will not injure the use or enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity, establishment will not impede normal orderly development, compatible with adjacent uses, scale, operating characteristics. Adequate access routes will be provided, designed, provide ingress and egress.